Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast, the show that we talk about life's problems that may break or tear our heart's apart. On Reconnect My Heart, we discuss God's answers to life's problems to reconnect our hearts back to the way He originally made us. I'm your host, Brother Preden. So glad you're able to join us. If you have any questions, comments, just want to listen to the show, feel free to call me at 516-453-9118. That's 516-453-9118. Or you can listen online at any podcast platform or distribution. We're on there. Just type in Reconnect My Heart Podcast. Also, if you want to see the video version of Reconnect My Heart, you can go to Reconnect My Heart Podcast, or you can go to my mobile app, Brother Prater. You type in Brother Prater. You may have Android or Apple. Type it in, and when you see my app, hit it and go to podcast. You'll get on the page. I want to thank each and every one of y'all for your support, y'all love, and thank you for everything throughout the years. This hit me a few minutes ago. Well, earlier today, I'm sorry. It hit me earlier today. Have you ever been in a situation where you waiting on God for some directions? You need to hear from God. You don't know what to do. Well, in case you've never been there, hey, that's good. But people like myself, look here, I need some guidance right now and some things I need to do. Those that know me, some people call me, I'm a little busy bee. But one of the things I found out, when you try to do something in life, you always have to consult God. Because God knows everything. God knows the end from the very beginning. So So why are we trying to figure out something where God has already worked it out? It's just our responsibility to seek him and ask him, but also wait. So with that being said, for those who may have been looking for some guidance, some direction, some instructions, being able to trust God and ask him for instructions on what to do, what the next step of life we need to do. Just in case you're in that situation, like myself, hey, this might be the conversation for you, for us to have, for us to be able to just talk and even share some of our experiences in the episode called Shake It, Not Stirred. Shake It, Not Stirred. We're waiting and trusting God for specific directional instructions. We need guidance in this area. And like I said, only God knows what we need to do. And you know what I found out? Sometimes some people, they love you, and they may believe that they have your best interest at heart. But they may not know the specific assignment that God has for you to do. And sometimes people can either, if you want to say, love you enough or be so concerned that they feel like, what? No, I don't want you to do that because I don't think you could do that. Because what I found out, some people, they look at you based on who you are to them versus who you are to him. And some people, it's like, sometimes they may remember you and who you were. Some people may remember you and who you were, not who you are or who you're becoming. But see, God, even while we were in the midst of our mother's womb, God knew who we were going to become. God knew who we were and who we are. God knows us better than we know ourselves. And sometimes that's one of the reasons why we get hit a little harder, because oftentimes we know better. But when we know better, we should do better. But oftentimes we don't do better. And sometimes if you look at it just like your child, you know that they've been raised. You've told them the right things. You've showed them the right thing. You've provided everything they, not just what they need, but even what they want. But then all of a sudden, they end up, you know, kind of either being mischievous or taking matters to their own hand and doing something that they know they're not supposed to do. And what happens? Yeah, there might be a little discipline that may happen. There is a little disappointment. But what we need to do, we need to let them know, hey, I raised you better than that. You know better than that. Why you do that? Well, if we tell our children that, imagine God telling his children that. And so in order for us to sometime not bump our heads, it's best for us to consult God about situations. The Bible tells us, you know, if we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he shall direct our path or make that pathway straight. And one of the things I always say, I found that that's just not just in the beginning of a situation, but even when you have taken matters to your own hands and you realize, oh, you made a mistake, it's best for us to go ahead and repent right then and there. Acknowledge, you know what, God, I made a mistake. God, you know better than I do. God, I'm sorry. And just like David, David was a man after God's own heart. Why? Because he knew how to repent, but also don't make the same mistake over again. And sometimes that could be frustrating, but also if you look at it, we don't have time to continue to make mistakes, because oftentimes the more mistakes you make, the less time you have time to recoup from those mistakes. And so it's so important for us in whatever we do to consult God and for us to do what we're supposed to. We need to be prepared for us to hear from God and then respond in obedience. But like I said, that phrase, shake it, not stirred, kind of came to me. And I realized, man, let's look up where they actually came from. These are just some of them. Number one, it's a way to describe how someone is affected by an experience. If someone is shaken but not stirred, by an experience, it means that they were slightly disturbed or emotionally affected, but not deep enough to change their behavior or their way of thinking. In other words, not letting it get to them here. But also, this is the part that we see that this episode is defined by right here. It says, it's a way to describe how to tackle an obstacle. Being shaken also means tackle obstacles with energy and passion, while also being mindful and deliberate in actions. See, there are some things that require specific instructions or specific diagnosis. And only God knows, and even if we try to figure it out, God knows better than we do. One of the examples I often think about, and I love this analogy, always think about Noah when he was building the ark. See, Noah, excuse me, I'm going to get some water right quick. Okay. And see, Noah was not a professional boat builder. Excuse me. He was not a professional boat builder. But what he did, he knew how to seek God and to consult God about specific issues with building something that never existed for something that never happened. And so when God told him that it was going to rain, God was letting him know, hey, look here, you have to do this exactly the way I'm telling you, because this is going to benefit you and your family, which represent the human race. It represents the human race. God is trying to help us, just like God helped God helped Noah. We may be the Noah in our families. We may be the Noah for our family. And so it's so important for us to seek God and to consult God about every aspect of our life. And so for us to be able to, for us to be able to acknowledge him in all of our ways and seek him, seek his counsel. So with Noah, with Noah building that ark, think about it. If he had let's say, just like how we take apart TVs and we realize there are more screws left over, what if Noah did not put those nails in the proper area that God told him to? What if he made that wood a little bit too short? Think about it. What if he went on and just, kind of did things the way he wanted to? What would have happened? He would have been disobedient. See, God has specific instructions for us. In other words, we need to listen to God, not just obey him, which is important. Listen, obey, and do exactly the way he tells us to. But oftentimes, what happens? Sometimes we may get a little lazy. We may get a little complacent. Sometimes we take things for granted. Sometimes we even take God for granted. And so sometimes what we got to do, we got to examine ourselves to make sure that we're doing what God told us to do in detail. And so with that, yes, obey. First of all, seek God in the instructions, for the instructions that we're looking for. But in order for us to seek God, what we need to do is wait on God. And in waiting on God, knowing that that waiting is not for nothing, that waiting is not in vain, what we need to do is learn to wait and learn at that time in their waiting period, learn the voice of God, learning the nature, the characteristics of God. So that way, that way you can be able to identify when God speaks or when God gives you instructions. Learning what his voice is, learning his character, and learning his verbiage. What did God say about this specific situation? And then also, in learning those things, what we need to do is know how God communicates with us, because God made each and every one of us different, unique. There may be some people that God may talk to through a dream. There may be some that God talked to through a vision, an open vision. Some people God just talked to audibly. But not just with those ways, but sometimes God may even use other people to bring confirmation. There are so many ways that God may want to communicate with you. So in this period, you need to learn how God want to communicate with you. So that way you will know that it's him. The Bible tells us, my sheep knows my voice. And so in order for us to know his voice, we got to spend quality time with him. We have to make sure in spending that quality time for us to learn the voice of God, knowing his verbiage and knowing the heart of God. That is important. Learning the heart of God, learning what's on God's heart, what is on God's mind about this specific situation, and it also about you. And so in learning that and doing that, they help us with the intimacy in our relationship with God. So that way, when we hear from him, we'll know that it's him and we can properly do what he told us to do. And so with that, learning the voice of God, knowing and also trusting. Trusting God requires you to not trust yourself. See, what I found out, oftentimes we rely upon our own device. We rely upon our own knowledge about this specific situation. And so God wants us to not trust us, not trust ourselves, but trust him. Because oftentimes what happens, oftentimes we are impulsive. Sometimes we go by our emotions. We're not going by our spirit or the spirit that God had placed in us. We're not going by God's spirit. We're going by our emotions. And the funny thing is, if you're not careful, you may miss it because it almost feels the same. See, what happened oftentimes, we would look at a certain situation, and because we might be experienced in this particular situation, we go on what we were accustomed to. Or we go on past experience. But what I found out, past experience doesn't always mean current experience or current solving, current solutions. That's what I'm trying to say. Current solutions. Past experience does not guarantee current solutions. So that's why it's so important for us to listen to God and respond in obedience. I'm going to give this illustration. Now, the first thing I want to bring up, when Moses, that's why I kept saying Moses, when Moses hit the rock, God already told him to speak to the rock. That's my eye. God told him to speak to the rock. Now, the first time when God told him to speak to the rock, when God told him to hit the rock, he was supposed to hit the rock, and he did. That was the first time God told him to hit the rock. Now, the second time, God did not tell him to hit the rock. God told him to speak to the rock. But what did he do? Number one, because of his anger towards the Israelites, instead of him speaking to the rock, he was frustrated and hit the rock. See, he did what he did in the past, but what he did in the past did not work in this current situation. And, which is another thing, not rely upon past experience, but also not allowing frustration to make you miss your obedience. See, oftentimes it's easy for us to get frustrated. Sometimes the devil will allow us to get overwhelmed, or sometimes we allow ourselves to be overwhelmed. We allow ourselves to even experience a burnout. And what happened in that burnout? We get so frustrated. What happened? We end up operating not on wisdom or within our spirit, but within our emotions. And that's where we mess up at. So even Moses, being a great example, two examples of, number one, not relying upon past experience, but also not allowing ourselves to be emotionally, if you want to say emotionally driven, and make us miss what God wants us to do. And what happened? Because he hit the rock. And his attitude, what happened? Promised land. But another thing, what we have to do, we have to look at, like I said, even with Moses, this is something else we have to look at with Moses. Yes, he was frustrated. He was dealing with some hard-headed Israelites. He didn't speak to the rock. He hit the rock. So number one, he relied upon past experience. Number two, he ended up being driven by his emotions and not being obedient to what God told him to do. But the other thing was, look at when he hit the rock and he was already frustrated. He was still grieving. Still grieving. See, oftentimes we may have assignments and we have to have the time for us to be able to take a chill pill. Now, that grief, when I brought up the grief pertaining to Moses, this is something, like I said, and I'll share with y'all. I began to really start digging deep. That was 2018. Actually, that was October 2018 when I had to do a sermon. And I was speaking about that, and God just led me to that, and I was like, why is that? And as I began to start studying, I'm like, oh, okay. So it was more than just him hitting the rock. It was more than just him being frustrated with the Israelites. He was grieving. He was grieving because he lost his greatest supporter, Miriam. And Miriam being his sister. And as I began to look at that, 6 months later, I became Moses. I lost my sister Sheila, which so happened Friday would have been her birthday. She would have turned 51. And as I began to look, I'm like, wow. So there was something else that we can take the page off out of Moses, the life of Moses. We have to have time to grieve. Being able to kind of just maybe take a step back. Now, the reason why I said that, because a lot of times people just think grieving is associated with just losing a loved one, which that could be true. But also even pertaining to the disappointments of life, like a divorce, a breakup, an end of a relationship. Look, getting bad news pertaining to your health, getting terminated from a job that you've been at long time, getting terminated or being laid off. These things can produce grief. Now, does that mean that you've sinned? Does that mean that, hey, you did something wrong? No. There are things that happen in life that God wants us to seek him and lean on him and allow him to help us in this grieving moment. And so, yes, we have to be able to identify those times so that way we don't succumb in those times. We don't succumb into those times or to those times. We have to allow God to help us in these situations. Yes, and matter of fact, even there are some that may have dealt with some disappointments. Yes, there are some that may have dealt with some disappointments. There are some that may look like, you know what, yeah, I'm in this situation. And matter of fact, I'm speaking about this because next month we know this Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and a lot of times people just think, like I said, end of a relationship, whatever that. But you could be in a toxic relationship and grieve. Why? Because you're disappointed of what's going on in this particular situation, or this person may be suppressing you, physically, mentally, emotionally, or even spiritually.